Yo, what up, gang? I say, yo, what up, gang? KK on the check-in for KK's Kona. Yeah, how y'all feeling today, man? Hey, look, I got Hassani Vibes down here with me today. Go ahead and tell the people what's up, man.
What's up, y'all?
You are now catching some Hassani Vibes? Yeah.
Hey, man, we tapped in today with KK's Kona, man. Y'all stay tuned. Get ready.
Yeah, y'all already know the Vans, man. I ain't gonna lie, I love when you do that intro. For them gray, that's how he do it, I better cut. Yeah, that's raw, phone, no doubt. So before we even dive into the interview, man, let's talk about how we first got connected. Man, let's talk about your performance at the PYO event. I ain't gonna lie, you went crazy, bro.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I mean, they hit me up. They said, hey, we got KK that's going on. Host the thing. Mm-hmm. I said, bitch, her energy always, you feel what I'm saying, is always up there.
It's
so
real.
Like, she had the whole stage rocking the whole night, you feel what I'm saying? Even when it was just music, DJ was playing music, it was just crazy, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
So, you know, and she put on, you know, when she introduced me, she did a little Sonic Vibes thing.
How fun,
yeah, man, we connected, and just ever from then, you know, we both learned, we Sagittarius too. I could tell, you know, by the grind. By the way, you know, we handling stuff on our own right now. And just, you know, until we're going to believe in us regardless of who believe in us. So
exactly.
That's what I love about it, for sure.
Exactly. For those who don't know, man, first of all, shout out to everybody who performed that night. It was good. It was their first time having an event. The energy was amazing.
Sure.
The crowd was definitely there. The vibe was there. You get what I'm saying? But like he said, ever since we first connected, it's like when we first met in that room, when we were talking, well, we only had like one day to prepare.
Yeah.
Like, I was only talking to y'all for one day before I went out there. And I could just tell, I'm like, man, there's something about this dude. Before I even know you was doing music,
mm-hmm.
before I know you was like the main artist that was going to be there, I was just rocking with you. Like you said, just off the vibe, like the energy was good. It's like an instant connection, and I think it's even more dope to see like the young hustlers.
Yeah,
you get what I'm saying? Like, for y'all who don't know, man, he independent.
Yeah.
I'm independent on bro gray. Like, we really out here just trying stuff. That's why I'm only working with one mic right now instead of two, because it's like, man, for everybody who's like, man, I want to start making music, I want to start a podcast,
just
I want to start a YouTube, lashes, nails, just do it. Like,
just
he said,
it.
Bro, you just gotta throw yourself out there and just try. Like, shit, failing is a part of the process. Me having only one mic right now is a part of the process.
You
know what I'm saying,
though?
You gonna
learn from it. That's why I love failure. Like, failure is one of my greatest teachers besides experience. Failure, man, she gonna teach you a lot. You gonna go through a lot. But it's really how you react. We only control what you can't control. It's just how you react.
That part. And that's something I really had to learn growing up.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't gonna lie. I had to learn, like, it's not what happened to you or what somebody say to you. It's how you react to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the fact that I only get one mic, it's how I react. I ain't cancel all my interviews. I say, you know what, we thugging.
You
know what I'm saying?
For
sure. So for those who don't know, where you from?
I'm from, we even start originally. Okay, originally.
Yeah.
My folks, shout out my dad's side, you know, from Ghana.
Mom's
side, Trini. And from Cape Coast, Ghana. But you know, I grew up here on the east side of Atlanta. I was born on DeKalb Medical. Grew up a little bit on Gresham Road. And we moved out to the east side, and Stone Mountain and Lathonia area like that. So if
Amretta came up in here and checked you, would you? Are you from Atlanta, according to Amretta?
I'm Amretta straight up. Like, grew up on Gresham Road. Shout out to Johnsons. You feel me, Johnsons? We was having shootouts on Valentine's Day. We was had our school was behind somebody's backyard. Like, it was somebody's backyard. So it was
okay.
Like, I knew about that. But my parents didn't want me growing up in that situation. And, you know, if we had the ability to get out of that, they got me out. So I'm blessed to, you know, move out and things like that. But yeah, man, Gresham Road, man, they don't get more East Atlanta than that.
You say
know?
That is Atlanta,
that
bro.
Atlanta.
For sure. So how do you think your life would have been like if you would have grown up like where your parents is from, like where you're originally from, versus growing up on like Atlanta, east side Atlanta?
I ain't gonna lie, it would have been probably more, I say cultural, even though I'm getting tapped into a lot more of my culture now, especially like in my 20s.
Okay.
Just really diving in and tapping in, like, I'm embracing a lot more of that. They grew up here too as well, but just their size, like, they from the country and stuff. Like, my mom's Columbus and all that. So, like, just from the size of those and taking in all cultures, I'd be able to connect all cultures, you know, Caribbean, African, American. So, it's beautiful, though, like, for God to be able to have me to do that. So
for sure.
Yeah, I gotta embrace that.
For sure. So what were you into growing up?
As far as like,
like before the music, like when you was a kid, like if somebody would ask me, like, oh, what were you into growing up? I ain't gonna lie, I'd tell you, like, yeah, you know, I used to read a lot of books. I never really did sports. Yeah. So, like, was you a sports type of person, or were you always into music? Yeah. Were you into the street life? Mm. Were you always looking up to an older sibling? Like, what was your life like growing up?
I was Mr. Everything. Like, I just, like, tried to, as a kid, you know, my mom always, and my parents always, you know, but shout out, you know, my mama really always, try everything, do everything, just put your best in everything. I was a kid, if it was a class project, I'm going to go all out. So, okay. You know, that's what I'm going to do, like, for everything here. But yeah. I was in the sports. I was, you know, dodgeball king, feel what I'm saying, on the court.
Let me fan down. That boy in third grade gym class, like,
fuck, though. Going crazy.
So, oh, that was, like, so a real sport out here, yeah, guys. Oh, y'all took that shit crazy. Serious out here.
Really, like, in the wood chips, like, just, hey. Teams, you wear teams and all that.
Oh, so, oh no.
Yeah, I was in sports. I was in dancing, music. You know, I really watched a lot of Michael Jackson. Grew up on him, James Brown. Like, I grew up on the oldies.
Tell. It, like, reflects in, like, your performance style. You get what I'm saying? Like, you got great, like, stage performance. Like, for you to be so young, because how old are you?
I'm 21.
For you to be only 21, bro, it's like, it's like you damn near like the rebirth MJ. Like, when this boy go on stage, like, I'm not lying. Did you see my recap video I put up?
Yeah, yeah,
did you see me in the video? I'm like, this nigga raw as hell. Like,
I seen you run away when I hit the split. I was like, nah.
Oh, foot up, bro. This man did a split on stage, shawty. Like, he was in one outfit. He changed it to this in a matter of like 2 seconds on the stage. Then did a whole fold. The split took me out. I was not expecting that for sure. But that's what's up, man. So, you know, I've been, you know, I do my research. I've been talking to some people. You know, I know some people you went to high school with. You get what I'm saying? And they said that you always been like this. They say you've been making music and performing since high school.
Yeah.
Is that true, man? Like, what inspired this to really start taking the music serious?
My story is very inspirational, and I love telling it. So that question was a perfect set. But that was great. Look at her.
You know, yeah, hey, I do my work, man.
Work. High school. It was 11th grade, actually. I first started out, I was in a boy band group called Dream. People barely know that. I'm saying this on this interview, I'm getting exclusive.
Oh,
I was in
him.
A boy band group called Dream. And we did the talent show, first thing. All the girls were going crazy. Shout out to y'all. Shout out to Arabia. I love y'all. But then, you know, the dudes, we listened to a lot of noise. So I put the music away and still just wanted to focus on football and stuff like that.
Okay.
And I was captain of the football team, captain of the soccer team in high school. But then senior year of high school, got around, I'm, you know, big thing at, say, State, Clemson, all these folks looking at me now. Okay. Number one punter, all region, all county, all that. So it turned out this is the last game of the season, I swear to y'all not. And coach was about to take me out, but I said, okay, I'm going to stay in. I'm about to get this last tackle. Everything, like, it started raining. It was so dramatic, but that was God, like, you know, it would start raining, and I tore, and then I hit the dude, we both collided. Basically, I tore my ACL, LCL, MCL, I tore my whole left leg.
Damn, you tore everything. You say ACL,
So the doctor said I'll never be able to walk again.
Ooh.
And it's a blessing, you know, now I'm dancing and hitting splits across the stage. So within that time though, within those 5 or 6 months that I had to just lay bed rest, and the whole school seen me go from captain of everything to in a wheelchair, it was very humbling. I could say I had a big head, like, in high school, going into just that senior year, though. Like, I was like, yeah, I'm the man, you know, big man on campus.
Yeah.
God humbled me so quickly, and I'm so grateful for that.
Okay.
So, I just went back to this song that I wrote for my girl in 10th grade, you know, who's in love and stuff like that.
Y'all still together, that girl from 10th grade?
No, let me tell you.
BD, bitch, ain't shit.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. When I was rolling around in a wheelchair, that's when we kind of,
y'all broke up?
Yeah.
Oh, my, Shorty, if you watching this right now, oh, my homie, you not right. No, how you gonna leave my mans in a wheelchair? When my mans blow up and get some money, don't call my mans. You not, how you gonna leave niggas? Niggas only in the wheelchair 6 months.
Hey, I can't lie. I'm not finna put all the stuff on her. Like, it was
Jose,
both of
shit.
Yeah. I love you still. I love everybody still. But You feel what I'm saying? It was hard because I push people away when I'm going through something because I don't want to drag them down with me.
Yeah, then you had a lot going on, especially going from being the all-star to being on the bench.
Yeah,
feeling you had like a lot going on. Like yeah, I had no absolutely. Purpose.
So
absolutely.
In that moment, just long story short, I had a moment with God, and God just told me this is what he want me to do. So he want me to inspire nations and influence a gap between generations. So that's what I'm going to do with the music. I always felt it, but, you know, I started going crazy in the music. In 6 months, I wrote so much music. So I'm grateful for it.
It's still all love, though, for sure. Yeah. Hey, that's what's up, though. At least you had an experience that humbled you, but it wasn't like a near-death experience. Yeah. But it was still something to, like, inside of you that felt like kind of like a death because it's like you were used to being so active and doing this and doing that. Mm-hmm. And I like the way that you didn't give up. Mm-hmm. You know, that's where some of us, we fail at. You know, we fall and we can't get back up. But you got to fall. You got to pull yourself back up no matter how hard it is. You got to keep going. We all go through hardships in life.
Depression is real. That was the darkest place I've ever been in my life. I don't ever want to return that.
Absolutely.
But when you get through that dark place, there's so much other things on the other side. So y'all keep pushing. Please don't take yourself. This world needs you.
Absolutely, man. So some people may not know. Not only do you create music, you create art as well.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. So talk to us about the gala. Yeah, I do my research, man. I know people, man. So talk to us about the gala, your art gallery, and how you first got into painting. Yeah, I know stuff, man.
Wow. Hey, this is great. Hey, so poetry and art was actually my first love. I do pen drawings and paintings and different things like that.
Okay.
And I have a gallery called The Gala. One day I will actually put it out. I had 2 art shows so far. But as far as like, especially at the HBCU, I want to use the school. One day I will have it out. So I'm going to say everything. Y'all getting all the exclusive on KK's Corner.
Y'all already know, man. We go for the real out here, man.
Yeah, she's great. I did not know you knew about that. So
everything, man. I know
so
everything.
Right now, I mean, keeping it as a little hidden thing because I'm pushing, you know, Hassani vibes. But then the art gallery is coming soon. It's mainly for black women. I love black women. That's my biggest strength and weakness. But
biggest strength and weakness. Heavy on the weakness also.
I'm crying.
I know, right?
You know, my mama's Black Queen, my sister, shout out to all of them. So they influenced that, and I just want to just find another way to empower through my gift that God has given me. So, yeah, through that art. I love art.
Absolutely, man. Yeah, the art, I was definitely checking some of the art out. The art is definitely good. I ain't gonna lie, for sure, man. I ain't never been an artsy type. You know, I was struggling to color in the lines when I was growing up in school, though, man. But, you know, you do some nice paintings. I might gotta make me one, for sure. I ain't gonna lie.
For sure.
So, back in December of 2019, you hosted and performed at an art show. How was that experience?
No way.
Yeah, I know everything, man. Come on, we need to hear about that art, man.
That was my first show at my JUCO called Andrew College. Shout out to Andrew. Love y'all. That gave me the platform to be able to not only host, not only perform, but also have my artwork in there. So it was like everything that I do within the arts. I said I want to be a living embodiment of art. Every time you look at me, you just think of art and love. So they let me do that. And I'm so grateful they allowed me to do that because it showed me what I could do with a smaller school. Now I'm at a bigger school and we're finna take over.
Yeah, I noticed that you did a lot of stuff with Andrew, man. That's not the first time you performed, though, right? You performed a couple times, though, right?
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah, no. You like, how did you know
all this? Hey, yeah, Andrew, we did, speaking of that, like, I did, like, this, like, I knew I really wanted to do this and perform. Like, performing is, like, I wouldn't say my second nature. That's my first nature. I love doing it. I performed in cafeterias. They allowed me to perform, Any stage they have, you know, we'd had a Thanksgiving concert. We had everything going crazy over there. In the green, in the grass, you know, they learned me. I was a country, so we had everybody come out there. So it was amazing.
For sure. So how do you think you became such a good performer at a young age? Were you looking at other people perform? Did somebody teach you how to perform? Was it just like a lot of practice? What was it?
I was studying. Like I said, I used to watch Michael Jackson, Usher, Chris Brown. Like all the great performers, James Brown. I didn't know how I started getting into how influential James is, like to this whole, not just this generation, last generation, all them, you know, Isley Brothers, just everybody. One thing to be a great performer, you have to study the legends. I think MJ said that actually. So I just sit down and I had a discipline in myself to just sit down and watch documentaries or watch interviews. I do watch an interview every night. I try to watch one every night of one of the greats, Marvin Gaye or something like that. So, yeah, just studying, but also going out there. I try to dance every night just by myself and stuff like that. So, yeah.
For sure. It's crazy how you use the word discipline. Like, a lot of people don't know. That's what you really need to advance in life, man. You got to have the self-discipline enough. Because if you don't got the self-discipline within yourself to take you to the next level, how else is somebody else going to help you take yourself to the next level? You get what I'm saying? Like, it really starts within yourself, for sure. Like, I'm definitely happy you said that one, for sure. I ain't going to lie to you. Man, I ain't going to lie. You know how to play the piano. You know how to sing. Yeah, I know that, too. Right. You know how to dance. God, what can't you do when it comes to music? Cause you know how to write your own music too, don't you?
Yeah, that's all I do. I just didn't know any other way.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to go any other way. Like I said, I wanted to be a living embodiment of art. And shout out to my mama and my parents again, raising me in an environment. I feel like, you know, out of all the gifts and talents that people say I may have, I just truly feel like it's a perspective and a mindset. There's nothing that I can't do. And that's all through God. And I'm so grateful. There's nothing through Christ that I can't do. So I go into everything with a mindset is I can do everything. You know, people say I have a mindset like Kanye, but it's literally nothing like I can't do. And
it ain't nothing wrong with that, though. Confidence is key. You get what I'm saying?
Confidence with creativity, you have to have it. It's not a cockiness. It's when I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it gracefully, and y'all going to see it done.
On Funnel, he said, y'all going to see how I'm coming when I come. So let me ask you something. Like, your whole aura, your vibe is real, like, positive. It's real thankful. It's real, like, you know, shout out to God. Like, have you always been that way? Or did you go through a trauma in life that made you this way? Or did you grow up in a household that was that way? Like, where do you think all this positive faith comes from?
Household, for sure. You know, I was 6 years old when I gave my life to God. Actually, no, 7. When I gave my life to God, I didn't know what I was doing truly, but I just felt a calling.
Okay.
Especially after my parents told me the story of how I wasn't even, the doctor said they couldn't have a kid. But my bishop came to, Bishop Sharma Lewis, my mom remember the name.
Okay.
She came to my mom and just rubbed her belly. She said, you're pregnant. You have a son on the way. I was like, whoa. So they told me that story. And since that, I just felt, you know, if God gave me the willingness and ability to be here, I'm going to use everything that I can do to push it out and share what I have with the world and trying to change the world.
Absolutely. It's kind of like it was a blessing, baby. They told her she couldn't have a baby. Yeah. Then I know where she was pregnant.
Yeah, and it's a blessing, but it did not. Like, I grew up doing things, bad things and stuff like that. Just learning. So at that moment when I tore my whole leg, God slowed me down again. He said, hey, listen to me. So,
yeah.
Or you going to just keep. He literally, God, the universe, whoever y'all believe in, it's that creator is going to keep continuously putting you in this cycle until you get it, until you understand, you know, your life is bigger than you. So when I understood that, I just keep pushing it every time I can, no matter what happens.
Absolutely, man. And then for those who don't know, I read like a lot of motivational books. I watch a lot of motivational videos. And that's the main thing they say, your life is bigger than you. Mm-hmm. They say once you realize that and appreciate it, so many blessings come apart. So you literally like a living existence for that. So that's what's up, man, for sure. So talk to us about your role in Kanye West's Donda. I see y'all got the interlude. I seen you was out there when he did the Mercedes Benz thing, man. You gotta talk to us about that. Yeah, my boy doing it. Yeah, you did. Look, she in the cut. Oh, okay, that's honey. Okay.
Yeah, that's the big bro. For sure. I can't wait to, you know, we meet back up again. I said this before he said it on the show that he just dropped. Not the show, but y'all know the documentary he just dropped was super inspiring. He needed a interpreter. And I was like, before he even said that, I was like, bro, I'm Ye's interpreter. Because I know what he be saying, but certain things he says to the public is most definitely, man, because y'all know Ye. But,
Chicago niggas, man.
Yeah, literally.
Literally. literally.
Different.
Different. Yeah, we definitely.
But his confidence is one of key that is just like, as far as mindsets, like me and Yale right here. So we just literally, it was by God's grace, we kept meeting up. It was actually here in Atlanta.
Okay.
And when he first had the Donda listening party, the Morehouse was selling tickets, but I didn't get my ticket. So I was at the second gate the first time. Then some guy just told me, go down to the first gate. Turned out one of my players from football that I used to play with, he was working security.
Mm.
He said, Sonny, just come on in.
Connect.
So, yeah, who you know. So, I got in there. I sat front row. And then I sat with this girl. Ah, oh, dang it. I forgot her name. I'm so sorry. But she the reason it's crazy how we met, because we were just sitting down just talking about our life. She has a clothing brand. Bree.
Get you an interview.
For sure. And she was from Chicago, so she was there. She flew all the way from Chicago there. Okay. So basically the second time Ye had it there, she sent me this thing. It was this link that they sent me. It was like, oh, if you want to be in the Donda thing, you know, come on down. Look at God. So she sent me that. I came in there. They sent me a thing like 12 minutes before when I came in there and took my sister and my girl there. And I got on the floor this time. Then the final time, he actually came to my side of town. And my boy called me. He was like, hey, Ye is going to be on your side. So I went down there, showed him the Thanksgiving album.
For sure.
And just, you know, that's really one of my mentors for sure. So the more we keep connecting and things like that, I can't wait.
So you got a chance to actually play your album for Kanye?
Not play it, but like just introduce it to him as far as the flyers. I was ready.
I seen y'all took the picture. You had the flyer in your hand. Yeah, exactly. I know, I seen it for sure. That's what's up, though, man. That's what's up. I ain't gonna lie. Shout out to Kanye, man. Shout out to all the big artists that's inspiring the youth, man. Shout out to everybody that's connected and tapping in with the youth, man. Sure. You know, we are the future. So it's like, you know? Man, for those who don't know, you also performed on Revolt TV. I ain't gonna lie. I seen they was cracking the little jokes on the 85 South show. I seen they was getting on you about the fit, man. Yeah. I ain't gonna bet.
It was going crazy.
Yeah, how was that experience, though, man? That shit, that's what's up.
Because of what I went through in high school, you know, being laughed at because I was different and understood and believed in myself, I was prepared for that moment.
Yeah.
You know, shout out DC and Chico and all them, they don't play. Like, they is hilarious.
Bro, that shit was hilarious. Yeah, yes, so, I'm sitting here watching it like, man, what? Look at Hassani.
You feel me? I had the jacket. Like, basically how I got on, this is why I came like that, actually, because of that performance. But I didn't have the HB on there first, so I just... Even after meeting Ye, like, I wanted to take stuff to another level.
Okay.
But, yeah, they got on me hard. But like we was talking about in the beginning, it's how you react.
And absolutely. You was just standing there laughing and smiling. People, that's what's up. They would have got salty.
Look, a lot of people was like, they was like, Hassani, I couldn't do that. I don't know how I would have walked out. I was like, if you learn how to bounce, I literally bounced it back. And then I was on the front page of Revolt TV. Yeah, I didn't even know that.
And so the whole time it was just funny to you. It ain't never really offended.
Yeah, I was like, I'm glad I got the platform.
You hear me, though?
I see the platform.
So. No doubt. Shit, go ahead, crack all the jokes you want. Man, content.
That's how you gotta look at it. You gotta know how to flip it. So even when I posted it, I got like over 200 comments, folks defending me or folks fighting in the comments for me. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, feel me? I love y'all, but I try for sure. Keep going.
For sure, man. I ain't gonna lie. That's what's up. For sure, man. So, before we get up out of here, what can your fans and supporters expect from you in the future?
We got a movie coming out called Crash Dummy.
What can this nigga not do? what? Hey,
shout out to Quan, the writer. I promise you, he's gonna, like, pass to Spike Lee. Love you, Spike. But Quan is going crazy. Shout out to Keon. Shout out to Iz. Everybody who worked on that movie, we went crazy for that. I had the last show of my tour today, so everybody come out to God Is Dope Live. Thanksgiving benefit concert coming 2022 as well.
I'll definitely be there, man. I need my backstage tickets.
I got you. I need you up there interviews.
To be on the host and on the mic, KK on the check in.
I'm trying to think. Shout out to Seaman Entertainment Enterprises. We just shot an interview and did things for them. Shout out to 4U, shout out to JK. And biggest shout out to my family. I love you, Mom. I love you, Dad. I love you, Lizzie. Moses, love you, bro. I love everybody. Shout out to every woman that has been in my life and helped me. Michael, everybody, like, man.
For sure.
Love y'all. I appreciate y'all.
Hey, this a real solid one right here, man. I ain't gonna lie. I definitely see a big future impact for you, bro. Like, I ain't gonna lie. You got the mindset. You got the talent. You got the swag. We know you got the talent. Y'all know this nigga all in one. You get what I'm saying? So, that's what's up, man. Before we get up out of here, man, go ahead and sing something real quick for him.
Hey, man. Okay. This is a little inspirational piece for everybody. So, it go like this. If y'all know Usher, you don't have to call.
Situations will arise in our lives, but you gotta be smart about them. So I praise God with a smile. He sacrificed so I wouldn't spend a day without him. And I said I love him. He is my God.
Yeah. So, man, keep going. You know, I know we're going through midterms right now. It's just crazy. But it's a lot of battles that we don't talk about. But I want y'all to just, for real, it's always brighter. It's always something better. It's always.
Yeah, for sure, man. KK on Check In for KK's Corner. Go ahead and tell me your social media before we get up out of here.
Hey, man, go tap in at HASANIVIBEZ on all platforms. Ooh, all across the board, YouTube, Twitter, Spotify, Apple Music, everywhere. HASANIVIBEZ. So, lay y'all by track for sure.
Yeah, y'all know the vibes, man. KK on Check In for KK's Corner. Hey, look, man. My boy got it going. Make sure y'all tap in with him. Follow him if y'all want an interview. Go ahead and hit my DM. Y'all know what's going on. Get
Sunny Vibes, yeah.
Y'all ready?
You will now catch us.
All right, one more time.
You will now catch us. It's a sunny. And these vibes that you catch, you gon' get you wet like the sun. Slipping through the tsunami. And if you crack away, don't play these games like you mind you.
DJ Runny. Hey, how many of y'all had a hard time in this pandemic? Raise your hand. Now wave your hand if you still here right now. Wave your hand. Yeah. Just like that. Yeah, I need y'all to vibe with me.